www.thebigfootmedia.org.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we are kicking off the third hour of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number, and you are welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. You can call and take control of the airwaves. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm, just add lrn.fm as a contact on Skype, and we can patch you through once we have an opening. And we're going to go right back to the phones to start off this hour and talk with Howie, listening in Pennsylvania. Hey, Howie, thanks for waiting so patiently. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark, Stephanie, and Brian. How you doing?
Hey.
Do you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're coming through just fine.
Everybody tells me they keep hearing, like, other voices through my line, so...
Other voices? Maybe that's the voices in their own heads.
I just ignore the voices.
I'm not hearing them myself, and my computer's turned off, so if the feds are listening to me, hey, I mean, what can I do about that?
But, at least they're listening to you.
Yeah, somebody is, and I hope you guys will, too, and I think you will, because I've loved your show, like, for a long time, and... You know what, I wrote him an email one time, long time ago, just like expressing some thoughts, and he was thoughtful, and Stephanie has been the same. Like, and Brian, I really like you, and I'm trying to be quick because I don't want to just get cut off, but I called in because I had a reason, like, there's a question and a comment, but I see how you guys, like, deal with stuff in doing media, and I just value that, and I find, like, when I'm, like, hanging around the chat room or something, somebody, like, will say something that gets me, like, fired up, and I know it's all, like, BS, and I know there's more effective ways to, like, you know, deal with people who just want to mess with you and stuff like that, and I don't know, it's just the thing, my point is that, you know, I know that they say don't feed trolls and that if anything, anyone tells you that you take offense to really isn't their problem, it's yours, because I'm the one who's reacting to what somebody's telling me, and they're getting my goat, and that's exactly what their plan is about that anyway. So I value, you know, I just wanted to say that, because I was on chat earlier, and some people were saying some offensive stuff, and I speak up, man. I'll tell you. You know, it's offensive, man. Shut
so
up.
I was wondering
and
if
I
you were...
Even, I can't curse here now, because I would. I do on chat. I did. But then
yes.
I think back,
so...
it's like, I got a hot head, and Mark is, too. Like, Mark doesn't put up with anything. And I know you guys will stand
Mark
up.
Has anger management problems. That's the truth.
Yeah, so that's one point. But, you know, I just
well, hold on, Howie. I just want to explain to our listeners, if they're not familiar, how he's talking about the chat room at cam.freetalklive.com. The studio cam, which normally gives a video feed of the show, is actually down tonight, and we're not able to fix it right now.
They
but
were
there is.
About that, yeah.
I'm sure they were. We just. Yes, I'm sure they do. Well, we just
Stephanie's got her hair up in a bun right now. I mean, this is unusual.
They want to see me.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, Stephanie's a beautiful woman. There's no doubt.
Well,
so,
thank you. But there's trolls in there.
Sometimes. Well, you know, okay, so on the internet, there's this phenomenon called trolling, and sometimes it's caused by a level of anonymity, and the chat room has that. There's moderators in there sometimes, and sometimes people get booted. Sometimes they don't. But try to imagine this for a second, Howie. If I was sitting here watching the chat room while the people were trolling and I got all bent out of shape, can you imagine how it would derail the show?
No, and I understand that's why you hosts don't pay attention to that.
Indeed. Yeah. I think there's nothing to pay attention to. It's people venting. Oftentimes, I was talking to Stephanie and Brian about this off the air. People learn differently. And one of the ways that people learn is like the way I do. I argue my way against everything that I accept. I must argue against any new concept that comes to me that, you
I think
know.
That's why so many of us relate to each other, because we relate to that thought.
Yeah, and at some point or another, I'll either reject it or I'll argue against it. I'll either reject it or accept it. And the person who brought me forth this information may never even know that they've changed my mind. I remember this guy called in on the Federal Reserve. This is just a good example. Back 10 years ago. And I laughed at him and made fun of him and, you know, just did all kinds of derisive things to this guy. He's probably never listened to the show again. Maybe he listened all the time. I have no idea. But I made fun. Turns out, I agree with him that, you know, about the Federal Reserve and the printing the money. And after I looked at it, he was right. I was wrong. And it takes something to get to that
point. You have an open mind, Mark. You know, you're not like anybody who's closed-minded. So
everybody thinks they've got an open mind. Ask people. They think they have open minds.
That is really cool thoughts, and you lifted my spirits big time. And really, that's really, I don't even have anything more to talk about after that.
Howie, thank you for calling in.
Leave it on a good note.
Yeah, I appreciate your being there. Thanks so much for listening. Yeah, the trolling is an interesting thing, right? I mean, because it's meant to provoke a reaction. That's the whole point of it.
Well,
somebody says something that's inflammatory, and people get sucked in without realizing they're getting sucked in. And by doing that, that's why people say don't feed the trolls, because by getting sucked into it, you're fueling that interaction to occur more.
Yeah, I mean, I have people, like, say, on Facebook or whatever, you know, medium with that are listeners of this show. And so they know me pretty well, and they're aware of something I said, like, on a Sunday night. And, I mean, they'll just, you know, they just come at me, like I mean, sometimes pretty viciously with these insane arguments, you know. And all you do, you just ignore them. Yeah. You just let it fly. And because you get to the point where you see what they're trying to do, and you can just read in the language what's going on, and you just ignore them.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'll toss back a question. I think questions are the best things in those circumstances.
That doesn't exactly end the interaction,
though. It doesn't. I don't try to end the interaction necessarily.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to participate in the chat room while the show's going on because it's not my job. I'm a radio talk show host. If I was a chat room moderator, I might play with the trolls in the chat room.
The trolls don't often.
I shouldn't
call
be calling trolls.
Show,
I hate using that terminology. Some people.
They might call themselves trolls, but I'm just saying it's pretty rare that we actually get like a trolling call on the air, you know. And sometimes it's funny when
it's
that
because
happens.
It doesn't work as well,
right? Because it's not as anonymous. I think.
Well, I don't. It's not just as anonymous.
To, like, show their voice or something.
If you participate in a chat room or an online message forum or a variety of things, you'll find very quickly that people use extraordinarily bad debating techniques because they're being dishonest. They don't want to look at new information. Howie was talking about people being open-minded, and I always reject the term open-minded for myself because I don't believe anybody is. And because
you are closed-minded to the idea of anybody being
open-minded. That's funny. I think he's right. I think I'm open-minded, but so does every other closed-minded person who's listening to me right now. You're all a bunch of closed-minded fools, you know. That's what I do.
Everybody's sitting on the bus thinking, wow, everyone around me is an idiot.
And that's the truth. And you can believe when you bring me some rhetoric with which I disagree, I'm going to sound closed-minded too. So I don't like to argue on the internet. I prefer to argue on the radio because I think you can hold people accountable.
Sure.
And here on Free Talk Live, your mic, your phone is turned up the same volume my mic is. I'm not going to pot you down unless it gets crazy in here.
Yeah.
And I tend not to. When I'm sitting behind, I almost never pot down. Ian's much more likely to. I shouldn't use pot. Turn down the volume. Potentiometer is what a volume controller is. And
I didn't know that was where that term came from. Yes. Cool.
So anyway, I will rarely turn down people's volume in order to talk over them. And it's not what my policy is. I'll wait till they finish whatever nonsense they're saying, and then I'm going to talk to them about what it was they were talking about. And I think you can hold people responsible for what they say. More. No, wait. Please answer my question. You can't do that on the internet. You can't stop somebody down from their next diatribe and say, look, I asked you a question. I think it's really relevant to continuing on here because I want to understand the point of view you've got because maybe you're right. If you're right, I need this addressed. So can you address this for me right now?
Yeah, but if you ignore them, then you don't have to deal with them, so you're happy, and they think they won the argument, so they're happy.
Alrighty then. Well, you know, a phone call is shorter too. It takes up less of your life than an internet argument.
Which it can take
go
a day.
On for days. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Do I dare ask where the trolls are tonight? No, I don't think so. I think we're going to talk about how politics ruins people's brains. More coming up.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad you've tuned in tonight. You can call us at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything that's on your mind. We'd love to hear from you about something new and different, something we haven't talked about yet tonight, or maybe you have a comment on something you heard before. In that case, you're welcome to call in one more time, 855-450-FREE. And if you visit our website, it would actually really help us out if you would take notice of the subdomain shop.freetalklive.com. There you can go and find Free Talk Live's affiliates where you can purchase stuff like, for instance, computer stuff on Newegg or Amazon, anything on Amazon, really. And if you go through the Free Talk Live affiliate links, then Free Talk Live gets a small cut. It doesn't affect your purchase price at all, though, so it's basically like a free way to send Free Talk Live a tip. So that's shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to go online, something you might want to keep in mind is privacy and anonymity. You know, every time you go online, your computer's sending data back and forth from your web browser. Go down the list of different software, your messaging program, you name it, or if you're torrenting. All this stuff's going out, you know, and it's you. People can follow and they can see groups like the NSA or some crackers. That's like the pejorative for like bad hackers, like really bad hackers.
It's also pejorative for white people.
Right. So I just wanted to be clear what I was talking about.
It didn't even sound that way when he said it.
It totally sounded that way to me.
It didn't sound that way at all.
There's a bunch of crackers watching what you're doing online.
I wanted to make sure I was clear on that. Because hackers, I don't think hackers are bad people.
Oh, I guess so.
I wanted to make sure I used a different term, but so you understand what that is. Anyway, but even corporations, whoever.
I prefer honky. I think it's just funnier. It's just downright funny.
So if you want the anonymity to be able to even say the word honky, maybe you should look into ProXPN. ProXPN, it's a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection. It creates a secure, encrypted connection through which all of that data we talked about passes through back and forth. Any application you use, like we said, web browsers, instant messaging programs, torrents, you know, your email, whatever. ProXPN keeps everything you do online hidden from prying eyes, disguises your physical location. Then this is one of the key things is that you could essentially say if you're, you know, in Dallas, Texas, that you're actually connecting to the internet from New York City. And so there's your anonymity for you for what you're doing. Okay, online. And if you're in another country and say there's a lot of countries like Saudi Arabia that block you know, websites that you can go to. If you happen to be there for some reason, your computer would tell the network that you're actually connecting from somewhere else completely in the other end of the world, and you could get online.
Well, Holland has better internet privacy laws than the United States has, so there's advantages to using ProXPN and going through Holland.
Other countries,
If you want to play Satoshi Dice, they block US IP addresses, right, so you'd have to connect from somewhere else, and you can do that with a VPN.
Oh, yeah.
And so this has 512-bit encryption, uses OpenVPN, which is really the standard for any online anonymity, in my opinion. And it works on Mac, Windows, Linux, iOS, Android, works on everything. One account covers all your devices. And it's only the premium account. It's normally $9.95 a month or $74.95 for the year. But if you use the code FTL20, you'll get 20% off any of those prices.
For life.
For life. The
for life.
Life of the account. For life.
You just use FTL20 and you get it off for life.
Yeah, for life.
And you get it down to $5 a month by paying annually.
Yep, if you did the annual year, yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's really good.
I mean, to protect your privacy online, $5 a month, that's like nothing.
Absolutely, and you can try it out for free if you want, or if you want to try the premium account, you have 7 days and you can get a full refund within that 7 days. Or again, you can try it out for free, but there's some limits on the bandwidth you can use it for if you try the free account. But just if you want to see how well does this work, give it a shot. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. And I mean, 2 million users are using this every day. They're just using the free one. I mean, and for charging that little, I don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they make it.
You get a full meg with the
right.
free account.
Right. So you can definitely try it out. Again, that's proxpn.com/FTL. And FTL20 is a promo code to get 20% off for life.
Cool. I really liked Mark and Ian actually both did a Edgington Post, which is Mark's side project podcast, where they interviewed Mike Strauss, who's is he the CEO over at ProXPN?
Let's call him that.
Yeah, and that was a cool podcast. Like, I listened to that and I found it really interesting and entertaining. So
yeah, it was a good one.
I would recommend check that out. And cool. Okay, so we said we're going to talk about, by the way, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We promised we're going to talk about the article that I had brought in about how politics wrecks your brain or your ability to think. So let's talk
We've been
about
saying
that.
This on Free Talk Live for a long time.
Yeah, now there is scientific confirmation. This actually came to me through a listener named Keenan, so I just wanted to thank him for that. And this is from Salon. Yale Law School professor Dan
The liberals over at Salon think that politics rots your brain,
well,
but they trust the Democrats.
They do, yes. Yale Law School professor Dan
This is
irony.
This is the liberal mind. They talk about it on Facebook all the time. The conservatives are all mean about it, but I think they make some really great points. Now, I want the conservative mind, too, to lampoon the conservative thinking.
They're both missing a huge point.
Yeah, and this is the thing I really think is sort of funny, is if you're in the party that is always right, imagine the kind of hubris, the kind of sort of myopic, delusional thinking that you have to participate in order to belong to a party and believe that they're always right. That's crazy. I mean, how can a group of people as large as the other side always be wrong?
Indeed, yeah. So, a Yale Law School professor, Dan Kahan, has authored a new research paper where he conducted some experiments about the impact of political passion on people's ability to think clearly. Mm. His conclusion in somebody who wrote about the in an article about this research, somebody wrote, partisanship can undermine our very basic reasoning skills.
Yes.
People who are otherwise very good at math may totally flunk a problem that they would otherwise be able to solve simply because giving the right answer goes against their political beliefs.
Wow. So I experienced this at one point. I don't believe I experience it now, but that's what everybody thinks. So I'm going to assume that I'm experiencing it also.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced this at one point because I remember reading, listening to Rush Limbaugh, not being a terribly religious individual, but understanding that republicanism is a combining of social conservatism and fiscal conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
Fiscal conservatism always spoke to me, and a certain level of social freedoms spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I said to myself, I'll take the Republicans. If we all lived like good Christians, it'd probably be a better world anyway.
Ugh.
And so that's what I said to myself. And I'm like, I'm just willing to go ahead and go with this. So at least I knew what I was doing, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
So back to this piece. In other words, say goodnight to the dream that education, journalism, scientific evidence, media literacy, or reason can provide the tools and information that people need to make good decisions. It turns out that in the public realm, a lack of information isn't the problem. The hurdle is how our minds work, no matter how smart we may think we are. We want to believe that we're rational, but reason turns out to be the ex post facto way that we rationalize what our emotions already want to believe.
Oh, I believe that's absolutely true.
I know you do. That's why I wanted to read that line.
I also believe that I find myself just not wanting to read articles that disagree with me. I'm like, oh, I don't want to read this dumb rhetoric.
I don't think you're alone about
go
that.
Team
that's
go.
Why we have
go team go.
News that are biased towards one side or the other.
And they always seem to be so long, too.
Yeah. So there are some conclusions to this study, some specific findings that I want to talk about here in just a moment.
Please. This is exciting.
On Free Talk Live. What do people believe when they're politically persuaded?
From Midas Resources, September 17, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, 855-450-FREE, our phone number here on Free Talk Live, or you can Skype us at lrn.fm. With you, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and make sure to check out our SoundCloud page if you like to listen to podcasts on SoundCloud. Free Talk Live does have a SoundCloud page. It's soundcloud.com/FreeTalkLive, right?
That's right.
All right.
I wanted to tell you about Squarespace.com. If you are looking to get a really, like, really great website, check out Squarespace.com. You can use it for 2 weeks free. You don't have to give them a credit card, and you get to use the full service. You can check everything out. You are going to literally see templates. It's so easy to use. There's templates there for what have been award-winning websites in the past. You can't get any bigger than that. And also, you know, just, again, the ease of use that you're going to have there, the uptime, you can't take down a Squarespace website. A lot of people ask about that. What if my website goes down? You know, what if freetalklive.com goes down? What if this goes down? With Squarespace.com, not happening. They're going to, if there's a flood in the server room, they're going to bring in the employees with the buckets, and they're going to start hauling that water out.
They did it once.
They did it in New York City. It's a fact.
I think that another thing that people need to be consider with Squarespace, I think that's most important, is you go see these websites that people put up, their blogs or whatever, and they just look dated. Squarespace, and it matters. It really matters what the site looks like. Squarespace gives you that design sense without having to pay for it. Graphic designers are expensive. Squarespace builds in the graphics so it looks beautiful already because they've already got the templates.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for the graphic designers. You can get, for a year, it's, what is it, about $100 I think, for like a yearly.
They would have to check it out, but.
$8 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, $8 a month. And then I think it's $16 a month.
For the Super Unlimited.
For the Super
whatever.
Unlimited, yeah. A lot of different plans. You can use coupon code FTL9 to get 10% off any of those plans.
And you can try it for free to start building your website so you can see if you like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, 2 weeks free. You don't even have to give them a credit card. You know, you don't have to give out all that information. It's great. You can try it out for yourself and see Squarespace.com. Just gorgeous and easy. What more do you want out of a service?
Don't you also get a free domain name if you do?
If you go for the annual, yeah, you will get a free domain name, which that's great too.
Great. Okay, so Squarespace.com, FTL.
FTL9 is the coupon code. And get 10% off anything there.
Great. All right. So 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. We do have a call on the line. Let's talk with Blue listening in Tennessee. Hey, Blue, you're on Free Talk Live. Blue?
Hello.
Blue. How do you do?
You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Sorry, I was fiddling with my phone. I don't have one of those new iPhones.
Gotcha. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. I only get to hear you on Sunday nights. So, are you familiar with the Truckers to Shut Down America campaign?
Yes, I have heard about this. Apparently, it's like 3 days. The idea that all truckers are going to do anything is ridiculous, but some truckers will basically go on strike, right?
This is correct, but there's also a convoy to D.C. as well.
Are they bringing 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus?
They
are they going to blow the gates doing 98?
May very well.
Okay.
What's interesting about this, as I have followed this, and those that were part of the 70s convoys, these are the guys that have put this together. Because they're done. They're retired. They're over it. They may not have rigs, but they have instigated this to the point on Tuesday. Now, understand, this was only put together late last Sunday night.
It seems to be very new, and it's got Facebook on fire.
Right.
So what are their demands? Like, what are they upset about?
Their demands, a diesel price. Two, the Constitution, they want it put back in place. They're done. They're over it.
So it's guns, diesel price, and Constitution?
I didn't say guns.
Oh, I thought you did. Sorry. Diesel price and Constitution?
Right, and okay. Everything that falls underneath there. They're working on right now an actual physical, what's the word I'm looking for, press release.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I had hoped that they had given out today, but they hadn't as far as I could see.
Yeah, we'll certainly be following that, but I'm wondering how would a group like this expect to have a decrease in the diesel prices? I mean, are they asking the government to somehow subsidize diesel or something like that? I mean, because if they're asking them to lower the taxes on diesel, that's one thing, but if they want them to subsidize it, that's a whole other issue, and if they're going to say, oh, let's go get back to the Constitution and have a small government and whatever...
I know you sound like a very youngin. Okay, sorry, it's a southern phrase.
How young do you think I am?
But I can remember the whole reason my dad bought his first pickup truck that was a diesel is because diesel prices were cheaper than gasoline.
Yeah. Right.
So what the hell happened?
I don't know. I think it was something to do with refining. That they changed the rules on diesel.
EPA.
Yeah, actually, I do think I'm familiar with this. There was it was the EPA standards for, I believe, how much sulfur is allowed to be in the diesel fuel, and that led to more expensive refining practices, just like Mark was saying.
Or could we just say it's magic bullshit?
Sorry, what was that?
Because I said, could it also be that we could say it's called magic bullcrap?
Yes, sure.
I suppose. I mean, I don't know what the science is behind the rules that went into place on diesel. I don't know the answer to that. Diesel's price comparison to gasoline probably has a lot to do with supply and demand. I know that one of the reasons that they're higher than they were just, you know, not that long ago, you know, maybe 8 years ago, they're more than double that now, it seems like. The reason is because of inflation of the currency, creating, printing more dollars. So there's more dollars chasing the same amount of goods.
It's because of the EPA. Remove the EPA, and we wouldn't have this problem.
I am for that.
If it was lower in cost beforehand, why is it higher now? Because they could, therefore they did, and that is why now.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say is that...
I'm still waiting for that book. You know, that book of rules, regulations, ordinances, and laws I'm supposed to know in advance before I get pulled over on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's pretty
smart. Yeah, and I didn't get my 2013 edition.
No, I bet you didn't. Yeah. It'd be so big they couldn't deliver it. It would they would take more postmen than are prepared to come to your house to deliver it, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Lou, keep us posted about this. Maybe next week you can call with an update, and thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live.
Whenever I talk about getting rid of the EPA, I think that it needs to be coupled with the statement that I believe that everybody should be held financially responsible for all the pollution that they commit, all the property damage they commit to other people with, you know, with whatever they do. So if for whatever reason diesel fuel is shown to, you know, the old type of diesel fuel, whatever that is shown to, I don't know, emit greenhouse gases or, you know, eat up the ozone. Or
have lead in it or whatever.
You know, lead's a great point because there's leaded gas out there. And that stuff worked. It was good.
Right.
It's still used in African countries, many African countries. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of people won't drink African coffee because it's got lead in the beans.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know whether that's the case or not. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, it's interesting to look at BPA, this Phenol A, as an example of how consumer demand really would drive companies to get environmentally damaging substances out of their products, because people have demanded BPA-free water bottles and packaging and stuff in the U.S., and it's happening on its own without the EPA or the government stepping in. 855 450 free. How do you think that would work in a free market? It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the last segment of tonight's program, and you are listening to the live Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad you're with us tonight. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live is our number, or call LRN.FM. We are going to try to get to the things that people believed, despite the fact that they were completely contradictory to reality, but agreed with those people's political beliefs. So we'll find out about those in just a moment.
If you think building a log home might be hard, I want you to consider how hard it is to pay a 30-year mortgage. Like, that's pretty hard, too. You can build a log home a lot quicker. You can build your own log home from scratch with no kit, no previous construction experience is required. All you have to do is visit the website of loghomebuilders.org. They're going to have
I'm curious about this.
I'm so excited about this advertiser because this is an empowering thing. Log cabins, these are great. People lived in these things for a very long time, and a lot of people have dreams of building one. This organization has an ironclad money-back guaranteed. If you're not satisfied for any reason, they're going to give you a full refund for their course, no questions asked, up to 3 months after you attend it. That's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah.
You build with local materials, including trees from your own land, if they're available. Get this. I talked to Steve, and he said you can use different sizes and different species of logs to build their cabins.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's loghomebuilders.com. Now, you're going to want to go to their class. They got a class. Go to the website, get educated, do all that stuff. But go to the next class is in November. It's November the 7th and 8th, so it's coming up really quite quick. You're going to need to get, and of course, the classes fill up, so you're going to need to get signed up as quickly as you can. It's a two-day class in Vegas. It's a Thursday and a Friday, November the 7th. And 8th. By the way, if you bring a couple, you get $100 off. And Brian, you don't even have to. You can bring a male to it, and you don't have to kiss them or anything. So I mean, like it could be a friend, and you call it a couple. I'm just kidding. It's friends or couples. Get $100.
You want to come to my cabin?
I'd love like nothing more. Nothing more.
Way back in the woods.
Right. So they're a nonprofit organization. educational organization with the intention of teaching people how to build their own, empowering people to build their own structures. The most money you're going to spend on anything in your life is the domicile in which you dwell, and these people empower you. So it's logcabinbuilders.org to get signed up for their class in Vegas November 7th and 8th. By the way, if you do sign up, let them know that you heard from, because they're kind of testing the waters here with Free Talk Live, and I think we're perfect for them. Loghomebuilders.org.
I just have to say, oh my gosh, go to... Go to loghomebuilders.org, and they have a picture section that's log homes that were built by students who took their course. It is amazing. Like, look at these pictures, and I guarantee you'll be impressed, because I am very impressed. I can't wait to look at more of them after the show. anyway, so, okay. So, 855 450 free. If you, no, Mark's shaking his head.
I just want to hear their article.
Okay. I want to talk about this article, too. So, what do you think people believed, despite the fact that it contradicted reality, but it was in line with their political beliefs? This is great, because they list examples from both the Democrat and Republican side.
I've got to hear it.
So here we go. People who thought WMDs were found in Iraq believed that misinformation even more strongly when they were shown a news story that was correcting it.
Well, so I hate that terminology, because they... I have talked to people that found... old gas canisters in Iraq. Now, the news stories didn't break or whatever, but I believe these people when they told me. So, weapon of mass destruction is a large umbrella category. There was no yellow cake. That was a big fat lie. The nuclear stuff, lies.
But the people who believed it even harder after they were shown a news piece that contradicted it.
Indeed. I know the feeling. I've certainly had that feeling when I'm dealing with a situation. I'm like, I just don't believe these people, this news story.
It can't be. There had to be yellow cake.
No, they're not believing that. They're like, these people are lying. They have a liberal, progressive agenda, and they've taken over the news media, and they're telling us lies in order to propagate their liberal, progressive agenda, whatever that is.
Well, here's the lie that the liberal progressives believe next.
Oh, and they don't believe, and the liberal progressives don't believe the liberal progressives have taken over. So, I mean, it's this big back and forth.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so the next one is people who thought George W. Bush banned all stem cell research, and he didn't ban all stem cell
research. No, it was funding, right?
Right, it was funding.
Funding
for new embryonic stem cell lines. There were already existing stem cell lines that were made from human embryos that he didn't ban the funding on. But anyway, people who thought George W. Bush banned all stem cell research kept thinking that he did, even after they were shown an article saying that only some federally funded stem cell work was stopped.
You know, I must be a conservative, because here I am. I'm saying, well, that's obvious. I mean, you just read that and you'd find out. You should just change your mind. I knew it. I knew it was the case.
A little more empathy for the people who believe the yellow cake story, huh?
There's a little Republican somewhere in there. I haven't been able to ferret him out yet.
All right. So the next one, people who said that the economy was the most important issue to them, and who disapproved of Obama's economic record, were shown a graph of non-farm employment over the past year, a rising line adding about 1 million jobs.
Yeah.
They were asked whether the number of people with jobs had gone up, down, or stayed about the same, while looking straight at the graph, which was a rising line, they said it went down.
Well, excellent. I must be open-minded, because I am. Economy is the most important to me. I do believe Obama's economic policies stink, and I do know that employment has increased in the last year. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, sorry to say, it's not Obama's economic policy that bothers me. It's Keynesian economics and the way it's meted. It's not even Keynesian economics. It's the way the government goes about spending money. Mm-hmm. Because that's not Keynesian economics either. That's not even fair to the Keynesians out there. The government doesn't even do Keynesian economics right.
Right. Yeah. So the next one. Some people were asked to interpret a table of numbers about whether a skin cream reduced rashes And some people were asked to interpret a different table containing the same numbers about whether a law banning private citizens from carrying concealed handguns reduced crime.
Okay.
So all they did was take the same chart, switch the labels. In one case, it's a hand cream that reduces dryness or rashes. Mm-hmm. In another case, it's a law banning guns that reduces crime.
So they really, you know, what they did is they took a non-emotionally charged issue,
yeah,
and then switched it for an emotionally charged issue.
Exactly. And the researchers found that when the numbers in the table conflicted with people's positions on gun control, they couldn't do the math right, even though they could when the subject was skin cream.
I think, are there more? Are there a lot more?
Let's see. Well, there's an even worse point to that same study. The bleakest finding was that the more advanced the people's math skills were, the more likely it was that their political views, whether liberal or conservative, made them less able to solve the math problem.
Wow. So the people, the dum-dums at math, actually did the math.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. What were you going to say, Brian?
I just, like, you hear this stuff, and you can't help but come to the conclusion that people just, it's almost like they don't want to care. They don't want, they want people to take care of them. It's like they have this perpetual parent complex that they want people to just constantly be thinking for them and tell them what's right and wrong and what's dangerous and what's not. And
I don't know. It seems like they at some point they were open-minded and they picked a side.
Yes.
And once they've picked that side, they're done. They're not changing.
Right. Once you've got your side, it's really, really difficult to change it. I've got to say, over the years, It's taken a long time, but I've gone from that pretty much just, you know, tried and true Rush Limbaugh Republican guy to something significantly more open-minded and significantly more, left on some issues. As a matter of fact, I think many conservative libertarians would call Free Talk Live a left libertarian show.
Yeah.
I think the left libertarians spew us out of their out of their mouths like vomit.
Yeah.
However,
all
I think that
right libertarians.
I think that only speaks well of the positions we take. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about Free Talk Live, and Mark, I'm sure this is why, you get complaints about Brian and I sometimes, and I'm sure you get complaints about some of the other hosts too, is that there's a diversity of viewpoints on Free Talk Live.
I believe that entirely, yes.
Not everybody has the same opinions about everything, and in fact, some people have quite different opinions about certain topics.
And so, I mean, how do you cure this problem of the political virus on your brain? Individualism. Just be an individual.
Yeah, I like it.
If you want to be an individual, a good place to do that is the woods. If you want camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has got the name brands you want at low, low prices on long guns, short guns, ammunition, knives, scopes, fish finders, optics, tents, apparel, and more. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, and we will see you tomorrow night at FreeTalkLive.com. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.